presentation is just 4 years old, no? But we felt that Abaca, being the, I mean, first of all, identified as Filipino. Number two, the fiber with the strongest tensile strength in the world. That's why it was used for the ships, no? And then it was, from the beginning, a gift of nature to the Philippines, because you know, the abaca is from here and from here alone. Now they have it in Ecuador, they came from here. They have it in Indonesia, came from here. They have it in Okinawa, came from here. Okay. Now, our prehistoric ancestors were the ones who first utilized it. And in fact, the oldest textile found in the Philippines, something like early 13th to 14th, you know, textiles don't last forever, so there must have been some much earlier, but we found a Banton textile in an island of Romblon. That's about 14th century. You know, it was a, because of burial, nobody was wrapped in it. Okay. Then, in the 18th century, 19th century, the U.S. Navy discovered this very strong rope. You know, the abaca does not deteriorate in salt water. You know, doesn't get corrupted or anything. It's as strong as ever. They discovered it, and of course, the whole world discovered it. So our 19th century forebears were the ones who made it a major export. Because abaca is still a major export of the Philippines. We're the only ones. Eh? And then, I mean, Ecuador's also exporting, but we have the highest production. Then, as I said, people like Vicente Madrigal started as an abaca trader long ago. My own grandfather, who was in Bicol, was also an abaca trader. He used to sell. Because my grandmother had abaca lands. She used to sell to Vicente Madrigal. Okay. The point is that abaca is identified with the Philippines. In fact, the Japanese paper currency uses abaca.
Up to now.
You know that? Yes. You know, that's why we have abaca pulp, you know, plants. They export there to Japan. And I don't know what other, and we had abaca paper currency.
Until recently.
Until now that they're trying to move to polymer, but we're resisting it. I've written, I don't know how many columns about it. I mean, it's unpatriotic, you know, to turn away from abaca. Very unpatriotic. And then the point is, government also has to do its part. See, the PSP is not doing its part. The government has to do its part. They have to invest in the abaca industry. Number one, they have to invest in mechanical means to strip. Because it's very hard, okay? To raise production, you have to use already mechanical means. Number two, they should also have protecting them, like they're protecting now the rice farmers, you know? Not asking people to buy lower than a certain price. In abaca, that's not the case. People are lowering the price, especially if they have monopoly, like in Catanduanes. I want to speak more.
What do you think of the level of the weave? Abaca weaves that we have now.
I mean, well, let's put it this way. We've had piña weaving for centuries, no? And you will see that in Victoria Albert and everywhere else.
Yes.
They were gifts to royalty and all that. And they were exquisite, okay? And lately, let's say in the last maybe 100 years, let's say, we're now 2025, so 1925, 1930, modernization came, okay? So then the war came. So after that, the piña industry, you know, had to regroup. And naturally, There was really hardly any consciousness about buying piña. So they made their ordinary weaves. you know, the easier ones, the ones that will not so expensive, blah, blah, blah. But I have to say that since we started this Abaca competition, of course, there were fashion designers like Valera who will demand this, whatever, no, but that's individuals. But now that we've had this Piña competition, wow, each year, higher categories, then all designs that used to be ordinary before because of taking labor, are already coming out. That's suksuk, the reggae, you know, those are all
And that includes the abaca weaves that we are producing.
The abaca weave now is, you know, I have a picture of my grandmother in her there, no? I'm sure her top was abaca. She's from Bicol. You know, they call it nipis. There's one there, that one I was showing you. That's nipis.
The one that looks like piña.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so the abaca weaving level is still there.
Yes.
The progress
is coming along. And then that's why we put the ages of the weavers. So, you know, mga 53, 47. They're in piña, there's 23, there's 33. And then we also have a contest for young weavers.
Thank you very much.